David Cornsilk, how many people are on the tribal council? How many voted for and against? In Navajo land, it was unanimous.
There are 15 council members serving on the Cherokee Nation Council, representing approximately 250,000 enrolled Cherokee citizens, and it was unanimous.
How significant now is what has taken place? This union, Dawn, when were you married? When did you have your commitment ceremony?
We had our ceremony on May 18th. And
how long had you been together?
We have been together 5 years.
And the response of your community for the years that you've been together?
The response on our community?
Yeah, from your community. Have you felt support? Have you felt alienation?
No, you know, we haven't really had any either way. I mean, we lived together as a married couple the last 5 years. Nobody has paid any attention to us until we got this license. Nobody, you know, they could care less what we were doing as long as we didn't go to try to get married. And now that we have this license, they're all up busy in our stuff and want to know what's going on. And they all have an opinion now.
I understand a national organization, David Cornsilk, is going to take on this case. Can you talk about that?
We received a call from an attorney for the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and they were very excited to have the opportunity to represent Kathy and Dawn in the tribal court and have offered whatever level of services they have at their disposal. All the way from simply writing motions and briefs to having full-out representation by one of their staff attorneys. And we have opted for having full representation. Up to the present time, Kathy and Dawn have been in tribal district court unrepresented. And so that case has been handled by them writing their own briefs and motions, and the district court ruled against them, I believe, in direct contradiction to tribal law, and they wrote an appeal to the tribal Supreme Court called the Judicial Appeals Tribunal, and that court has agreed with us that the lower court lacks jurisdiction in this case. But the case can be, probably will be very complicated, and we're very excited to have a national organization with its resources and legal expertise step up to assist and preserving this marriage certificate.
Final comment on McKinley as we move to another segment in Native America. Your thoughts now and taking this to the tribal courts.
Well, you know, you always hope for the best outcome. You always hope that we can file it and we can go on with our lives. And, you know, how many people have to sit a year later still hoping to file their marriage license? Not very many. But no matter what happens and what comes out of this, the one thing they can't take away from us, and that's our love for each other and our life. I mean, we're still going to be together, and we're still going to live our lives together, and they can't take that away from us, no matter what they do, no matter what they decide on this. And like I said, we just hope that it comes out for the best, but if it doesn't, we still have each other, and that's what matters.
Well, Dawn McKinley and David Cornsilk, I want to thank you very much for joining us. And in a related story on the issue of gay marriage, New York's highest court ruled just this past Friday that the mayor of the village of New Paltz will face local prosecution for violating domestic relations law. Last year, the mayor, Jason West, oversaw the marriage of 19 same-sex couples in convicted PJC. This is Democracy Now!
Stayed up too late the night before for fingering four dirty holes in the car. splendor.